I just value his viewpoint on, he knows mm-hmm. what's, what he feels is coming, what is there.
Well, I don't think we're going to get up to the ask of $7.2 million. So
I think we should go above the million.
And I'm fine with that. So
can we ask Melissa again? I wasn't clear on what have we committed now out of the $10
million. So including the obligation to the obligated, the commitment, verbal commitment of the $1 million to White River along with some of the others, we're at $2 million. $7,438.57 roughly. So we have about $8.8 million.
And with major projects that we're waiting on Great River to give us back on the estimate here for the courthouse.
Right. So there was concerns that we had with the building itself that we were needing to possibly look at to utilize for the building. One of those major concerns came back not as major as we thought, and so we just recently got that information. So I think that there is some possibility of more being allocated or committed towards you guys. What that amount is, we've not discussed. So I don't know if you guys want to discuss it now. What, you have a deadline of September 30th for the Missouri money. Now, what's that amount? Is that the large grant you guys were going for, or is that the smaller grant to go for the larger grant?
So the applications right now, in the narratives that we put in the applications, we have to, as Beau was saying earlier, indicate which areas that we're going for, and we have a match here, we have a match here, it scores certain metrics on... All the things that we're looking to garner the most points.
Was there multiple areas within Taney County?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's four areas.
Yes.
And so if we said a million, would you put 250,000 towards each, or would you put more towards one and less towards the other due to your metrics on what you know would help that specific area? Does that question make sense? Or would you just say, hey, we have a million that goes towards these four?
We would allocate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would it be allocated equally?
There are different scopes, you know, so probably allocate it in proportion of that.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
But the overall number, you would still need from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the way to look at it is, we're committed to build this whole network throughout our whole service area. And we're trying to obtain as much grant funding as we can, okay? So that, for obvious reasons, this is a very capital-intensive build. Once it's built, we want to, you know, make sure that our prices of our services are going to be competitive, to help the community, and there's all these different opportunities coming up with different programs, grant funding. I mean, really the big picture is we're trying to just get as much funding offset, as much CapEx as we can. Taney County, for example, is going to be probably one of our more expensive areas per mile basis, just because there's just going to be more make-ready costs, which means that, you know, if we got to change out a pole to raise it to make clearance, there's more attachments from others, telecoms. We have more underground, so that's the big driver in costs in this county is the underground, because we live on rock, and quite frankly, that's why really we're behind in the network capabilities around here, because it's just not feasible for anybody. So
back to my question before, how much is the Missouri bid grant, how much of that are you going for, or just whatever they'll give?
Well, not including our match, I think the total was around 60.
The total?
Correct.
So the total, I mean, Stone County, are you asking specifically for Taney County?
Overall,
we're going for?
I'm trying to remember whenever you guys presented to us before.
Right.
I'm trying to remember, like, hey, we need this $10 million to go after this, X amount of million to go after this. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what this and this was?
So we are applying for MoBIG, Reconnect, and BEAD through infrastructure. So in those different tranches of funding, we're looking to secure in total a minimum of $65 million. Many of those projects, in order to score the most points, would elicit a significant match on our behalf, which we're doing that, as well as the commitment from the local entities.
I mean, $65 million is the minimum. I mean, that's like the breaking point. Our goal is to get as much, obviously, to 80 or whatever, mm-hmm. through these different, you know, funding opportunities.
The $65 million is your guys' breaking point to where, hey, we can take it from there within yourself and then the memberships, and it'll be...
Well, it's so what we have planned is they cover past 52 to 55,000 homes, okay? And with the take rate, you know, have around 25,000 subscribers, okay? So if we hit the 65 to 70 million mark, then that model should be feasible enough for us to achieve that. If it's any less, then we might have to cut back, okay? Now, we're first committed to our members, right? So where we're going to cut back first is going to be, other than there's a lot of areas here where we're on one side of the road, we can pick up.
I see if you can pick up
Liberty's customers going past, okay? But we're talking about kind of extending a plant couple miles to hit an area that we don't serve. But what that's going to allow us to do is just business is that when we scale up, it lowers the incremental costs. Therefore, it keeps our rates competitive and low for all our customers. Okay, so we're working through that. It's an evolving model. It is something that is we're down very granular with it and assessing it. Because we can't just shoot in the dark on this. Because it's just that the scale of this project and how capital, I mean, we're talking, you know, north of $200 million. That's a lot of money. So our board sees the need up for this. Okay? They represent their constituents and their districts, and they've heard. But they're willing to commit that and even take a hit on our equity, but because our equity, our financial position is strongest as ever been. Okay, we kept our rates unchanged we haven't had a rate increase since 2017.
Is this going to cause a rate increase?
I can't say if it will or not, but, you know, over the short period, we're going to have to manage our equity. Either, and we may not, but we have a construction work plan, okay, that's reinvested in our electric system that is, you know, we don't build because if we don't do it this year, it's going to fall down next year. We build it because it's going to meet its capacity rate or capacity by 5 years from now. So that's just managing your capital expenditures over a long term. We got capital credits distribution, okay, and then rates. Those are the three levers that control your equity. So we got to manage that in a way that we can build this network, you know, keep us within our covenants with our financial institutions. Okay, we get discounts and everything, so we got to manage that. But what we're planning is that if we do have to pull any of those levers, it's just short term, and by year six and going forward, that's where we're going to be building our cash, our profitability. We're going to continue to add subscribers, and it's just going to build from there. That's what everybody else is experiencing. Yeah, it's a huge cash outflow the first 5 years because we're building a plant, an infrastructure that's going to cost $250 million. But then after that, we got to build it as quick as possible so that we can start turning on subscribers to start getting revenues, to start paying off those loans. And so our model's telling us that it will work. In the long run, it will have a benefit, even with the electric side, but in addition to, you know, the whole area. So we're excited about it. I mean, we've been looking at this for over a year, and, you know, it's always been our nature to be very conservative, especially with our financials and things and looking at that. But our board sees it that it's such a need going forward that we don't want to wake up 10, 15 years from now, look back and regret that we didn't do this, especially with all the funding that was available. Because I don't think we'll ever see a time that there'd just be this much funding. And to be honest, if we didn't choose or decide to move forward with this, I don't think anybody will ever come in here, especially out in the East County areas, and bring high-speed internet. It's just not feasible. We've looked at the models enough to know that now. So,
just as your board members come from all the counties mm-hmm. that are involved all over, and I was waiting to see if they were going to agree with it, vote, pass the resolution, mm-hmm. and they did.
Yes.
Now, something was said that kind of, I thought I understood from one board member that they did not in any way anticipate that it would increase the electric cost to the customer like they're receiving now, like mm-hmm. it was separate. Mm-hmm. Like when you were going to allocate it, it was going to be separate. Am I wrong in what I understood from him?
The issue with that is that no matter what, if we have to raise rates, even if we went into fiber or not, the perception is we're raising rates because of fiber.
Well, that's what I tell everybody.
Yeah. It's just, look.
That's why I was asking.
But we could not do fiber. And still risk the possibility of having a rate increase. Right. I mean, everybody knows there's supply chain issues. There's the contractor.
Well, it's just power costs.
And I understand that. But what this board member understood, that doing this, that this was a separate item and mm-hmm. the way that you guys were doing your expense and everything, mm-hmm. that it would not itself, this would not cause the rate increase for my electrical service.
Yeah. There's never been a discussion in our planning and how we're going to be able to fund this or whatever by saying, well, we can raise our rates to fund it. Mm-hmm. Because that is the absolute last result from our board is raising rates.
Yeah, that's what I understood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we cannot guarantee, especially how volatile mm-hmm. power costs are, you know, with the natural gas, I mean, as you can imagine what was happening down in Texas, it kind of has a ripple effect across the whole industry. But we cannot guarantee that our cost of power is not going to go up.
We're going to get one here on White River.
Yeah, supply chain, inflation, needs to rebuild our infrastructure. That's going to be looked at separately. That's all I can say. It's just never been planned that we're going to raise rates to fund this. Yeah.
Sheila, you made a comment that you think we need to increase it. Do you have a number in your mind?
Well, after visiting with others, everything, I think that we were not stepping up at a million.
I don't know who others are, but...
Others? Other counties, other people that are on what they perceive the concept, what it would do for them, board members. I think we have not committed. That's why I wanted to, I think a million, if it is going to be an answer that provide service to our customers. of Taney County and our neighbors.